Caramel, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Tes. We are here at the bottom of Chesed Mabez, about 8 or 9 lines up. Tanur Rabbanan, in the middle of all of these different cases and different permutations of potential Kedushin possibilities. So let's do it. Let's get it moving. Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbisa. Smack in the middle of the line, about 8 or 9 lines up. Hitzkachuli b'monet. Again, a guy says, marry me with 100 dinarim and tinin al gabe sela. Right, we had a couple of cases yesterday which says, give it to my father, she throws it in the sea, etc. We had a bunch of cases. It's another variation of that, excuse me. She says, put it on a rock. So Gemara says, Einam Kudeshes, so that makes sense, right? Just leave it here, right? Leave it, don't give it to me, put it on a rock. That's another way to say, I'm not interested. V'imayi sela shela, but if it was her rock, right, then it's already her rock, so then Mikudeshes, that works. Not because she's, you know, she has a pet rock, but if you look at Rashi, right, Shechatseru Shal Adam Konev, it's Konev Idim Chatser, that she can acquire through her own Chatser, through her own property, so then that is how that mechanism, Kiddushin, would work. Bar of Bibi, Rabbi wants to know, Selash Shneim, what about if both of them own the rock? So then the Gemara says, Teku, we don't have an answer for that. It's actually the Bekikar, if he says, marry me with this loaf of bread, apparently he's a baker or whatever, right, marry me with this very fancy loaf of bread, or you know, anything that's worth shalpruta. If she said tnei the kelev, she says throw it to a dog. So that's Adam Kudeshes, that she's trying to get rid of it. But if it was her dog, so then obviously Mikudeshes, then that would work. Boy Rav Mari, says kelev ratzacharei amar. What about if a dog is running after her? Not that she, you know, is using it for her to feed her own dog, which would obviously be she's accepting it and therefore then giving it to her dog. But let's say a dog's running after her, she's, you know, afraid for her life. What about that? Is she agreeing to marry her? And the fact that she is now, you know, having her life saved, right? She has some sort of hana, obviously hana from that. Oh, Dilmore, maybe she could say to him, maybe she says, what do you mean? What hana am I getting? You have a mitzvah to save my life. So I'm not being mekadesh to that. So the Gemara says, Teku, why we don't have an answer of that. I'm not an answer for that. And the Gemara does not tell us whether that's Kiddush or not. He's kachuli v'kikar tenei la'ani. Right? Let's say she says, don't give it to throw to a dog. But she says, right, a guy wants to marry her with a loaf of bread. And she says, give it to that poor person. Right, don't give it to me. I don't want it. Give it to that guy. So ain't him a good address. That doesn't work. Obviously, she's not accepting, right, the benefit, the hana. I feel ani samachalea, and the Gemara says even if she supports that ani, right, still, right, there is no kiddushin. My time, what's the reason? I'm relay, because she could say to him, keichad mechayiv nebei, just like I'm chayiv to support him, ana just like I'm chayiv to support him, hachi mechayiv bei at, right, so too you, right, have a mitzvah to support this poor person, right, as a mitzvah tzedakah. So she's just kind of giving him musar a little bit, right, she's not being maskim to the kiddushin. Hayu gavet ka mezavin chomrei pitchaisa. There's a guy who's selling some small things. Or some small, like some small. If you look at Rashi over here, some small pieces of where is it over here? He's selling some small trinkets on a string, like a necklace type thing, right? And asaya yaitza, and a woman came to him, and Amalei said to him, "Havli chad shuka, give me a string of those," right? So Amalei said to her, "Iya hibne lach mechideshesli." Well, he says, "Well, how about you marry me with that string?" So Amalei, "Hava mehava," she said, "Give me, right? Give it to me." She says it twice. And that's going to, as you'll see in a second, that's going to be important. Amar of Chava, Rav Chama says, "Kol havi mehava lof klum." She says, "Gimme," right? That's not an agreement to anything, right? That's nothing, right? And she's not being maskim to the kiddushin. Hayu gavet d'havi kashasi chamra bechanusa. This guy drinking wine in a store, right? In a wine shop, in a bar, or whatever. Asai itzav amrale havli chad kasa. She showed up at the bar, plopped some money down, said, "Give me a drink." Amrale yiv nelach mekideshesli, right? He said, "Well, if I give you that wine, will you marry me? How I Met Your Mother," right? So Amrelay, so she said, "Ishkinishkayin, give me a drink. So Rav Chama also, Rav Chama says, "Kol ishkinishkayin love klumu," right? That's nothing. That she's not agreeing to the kedushin. She just wants the wine. Oh, guy with avakas shadi tamra medikla. This is a guy who's throwing down dates from the top of a date tree. That's how you collect dates, right? Top of a palm tree, right? Pretty okay. I saw you. It's Amrelay shadi litarte. So a woman's passing underneath. She said, "Throw me a couple dates." Amalash said to him, "Isha dina leim chamechideshesli, will you marry me with those dates?" Amalay, "Shadi mishadda," she said, throw them down. Amalay, "Zvid, kol shadi mishadda, mishda, lav klumu," once again, right, if she says, throw it, right, that is Nothing. Ibo'ilahu, they asked the Shaila, though, however, right, when she says it twice, fine. But have ashki v'shadi, if she says it once, give, drink, or throw, mahu, what about, what's done with that? Some Ravina Mekadesh. Ravina says, yeah, that's an agreement. That's an agreement to close the deal. Rav Sama bar Rikta Amar Taga de Malka, right? King of the crown of the king, crown of the king, right? It's like Ribono Shel Olam, right? Ain't Mekadesh. No way, that's not Mekadesh. Vilchazan, the Gemara says, ain't Mekadesh. Sure enough, the halacha is that it is not. Vilchazan, furthermore, the halacha is that Shirai Letzuchi Shuma, right? If you remember from yesterday, silks do not need an evaluation. Like Rabba, the halakha is Rabbi Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar, what case Rabbi Elazar? So remember yesterday, Rashi quotes Hishkatshu leBimonav and Nasim LaDinar. Guy says, marry me with 100, gives her one. So Rabbi Elazar said that was Harim Zem Mekudeshes V'Yashlan. It's Chal right away. They're Mekudeshes, and he has to all Tanai that he finished and painted everything. When we had a whole Shaila, maybe it's not. Maybe it's only at the end when he gives the full 100. So we pass him like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is also Karava Amar Rav Nachman, also like Rav Amar Rav Nachman. What was that? Amar Leil, Rashi says, Mona Inkan Mashkan Inkan, then Mekadesh B'Mashkon, right, does not work. Okay. Fine. Meaning that if you, again, just to clarify, not the Mekadesh B'Mashkon, right, we said if he gives a Mashkon of someone else's loan, that does work, but he says if he married me with a Mona and he gives me give him Mashkon instead of the money, right, then there's no Kiddushin there whatsoever. Okay. Tanur Bar Amar Raisa, but Shtar Ketzad, how does it work to do Kiddushin with a Shtar? So Gemara talked about the source, the Makor, earlier, but it doesn't talk about the process. So here we're talking about the process. What do you do? So Kosev Lo, Al Anir, O Al Acheres, Av Bish Ein Bo Shav Pruta. The guy writes to him. What do you mean guy writes to him? So it means he writes to the father, right, Pashtus? He writes to the father of the girl in question, he writes it on a piece of paper, even if the paper is not worth anything, not worth a shavapruta, right? You don't need, right? But obviously, we had by the kesef, where we said it needs to be shavapruta, but a shtar does not. So, what does he write? He writes, Bitcham Mekudeshesli, Bitcham Moresesli, Bitcham Lila Intu, right? I want to marry your daughter, right? Mekudeshes, Moresesli, Lila Intu, whatever phrase you use, those phrases are good. Harezim Mekudeshes, that works. Mazgala Rebizera, Barmamal, Rebizera, Mamal says, what do you mean? Aludami Hai Shtar, Shtar's meaning. What do you mean? That's the opposite approach, that's the opposite procedure that we find by a sale, because by a sale, hasam mocher hu kasev lo. By the sale, the seller is the one who's writing the shtar. Sadai mechur elaka, and he gives it again because he gives the guy a proof that he sold his field. And he says, my field is sold to you. But hacha balkose bitcham kudeshesli. But here, the husband, the guy who's doing the taking, the buyer, if you will, writes, your daughter is married to me. So Rava says, you're right. But we're basing the procedure based on psukim. Hasim says by the sale of a field or by property. Right? It says he sold his property. It's based on the mocha. It's based on the seller. And therefore, he's the one who writes the shtar. But the guy marries. Right? It's dependent on the husband. And therefore, he writes the shtar. The Gemara says, "Hasam nami," but they're over there by sale of a property also. Ksiv sodos bekesef yiknu, that fields will be acquired, implying that the driver behind this transaction is the one doing the buying. Maybe he should do this. Should do the shtar. The Gemara says, "Yeah, kari be yaknu." Okay, so you should say that not yiknu that you should acquire, but yaknu you should sell, and therefore it's still based on the seller. The Gemara says, "My time of be kari be yaknu." Why did you do that? Why did you just change that? Because the other pasuk says that he sells, right? Again, so we see that the focus is on the seller. So it says, what do you mean? It also says, but when it says by kiyikach, by marriage, by the husband takes the wife, it also says, right, that the father gave his daughter over. So maybe it's focusing, should be focusing on the father. Rather, changes, and he says, Hilkos and Ninu. Really, it's Allah, Moshe Messina, as Rashi explains, Vas Mechin Rabban and Akra. And really, the Chazal just made it based on, just kind of made a reminder based on the Psukim, but it's really Allah, Moshe Messina. You can't really learn one way or another from the Psukim. But you say, or another answer, Hasam Namik Siv, Kaka Sever Amakne. But there it says, by the field, you have another support. It's not only one pasuk; you have another pasuk that says, "And I took by Yirmiyahu." Right? I think that, if I'm not mistaken, that's by the field that he bought from his uncle, and then he came back, and Yerushalayim was destroyed. Right? Again, he disappeared for a little bit, right? And then when he came back, Beis Hamikdash was gone. Like it happened so suddenly. Anyway, by the pasuk says, "Vakaka Sefer Amakne," and I took the Sefer Amakne, the shtar of selling. So you see that it was this again, Yirmiyahu was doing the buying, so you see that he took the shtar, so it was coming from the mocher. That's how we know the mocher, the seller, will buy a field, will write the shtar. Rava says the name of Rav Nachman as well. Further, because of lo ala niyar, ola ala cheres, right? Afal pisha in boshem bruto. If he says again the same idea that he writes on paper that's not worth a shav bruto, he says bitchal kmikideshesli bitchal mureshesli bitchal li into. Right, again, that if you write that phrase, that's language that we explained before that we're using for kiddushin to marry the daughter of somebody, bein al yedei avia, bein al yedei atma mikudeshes. Either way, it works. Right, that works. Midaito, meaning as long as the father's on board. But whether the daughter takes it or the father takes it, right, for the garashi, bein al yedei atma, shekiblosa hi midaito shel av, the girl accepts it with the father's consent. So then, that works. Vuhu shalo bagra, that's only right as long as obviously she's not a bogeres, as long as she's still in the father's rishus, right, as long as she's a ketana or a nara, right, then the father is able to because it's important in that case, right, because of the language is I want to marry your daughter, right? You can't write that to an 18-year-old, right, because it's not your daughter. Yes, it's the father's daughter, but the girl's not in the father's rishus, as you can only use that language of bitchamik kudeshesli, right, if she's a ketana or a nara. Because of la lanir or la cheres alfa pishein bo shavapruta hare at mikudeshesli hare at lili into hare at muresesli. Right, mikudesh is that if you write it to the girl, right, that you're addressing the shtar to the girl herself, that works. Ben alidei avia, ben alidei atzma, midaita. Right, whether she has to agree, and regardless of whether she takes it herself or her father takes it with her agreement, that works. But that's v'hushabagra. That only works. All that phraseology only works in the scenario where she is a bogeres. She's already out of her father's rishus. Okay. Boy Rishon Ben Lakish. Shtar Irishin Shekasu Shol Lishma Mahu. And we're familiar with the concept of Lishma from the last Masechta, that by Gittin, it needs to be Lishma. It has to be for the woman in question. But let's say it's a Shtar Irishin Shol Lishma. If you look at Rashi, Lishinechta Lishin Isha Chares Rimlach. Right? He wrote it for this Rachel, and then he changed his mind. Or he didn't write a name, right? Again, you don't necessarily need a name, right? We just said, right? At. Maybe that's just it, right? So what's the deal with that? You need kiddushin to be lishma as well. Obviously, gittin we talked about, gerushin needs to be lishma, the shtar has to be lishma, the get has to be lishma. But what about kiddushin? So mao. So what's the deal? Havayos liyitzios makshinan lay bay makshinan. Do we connect? Right, havayos liyitzia. Right, that's the joshua. That means that kiddushin and gerushin are connected, and therefore mao liyitzia beinan lishma af havayah beinan lishma. So it's just like you need it by a get. So too you need it by kiddushin. Odoma, or maybe Havayos Ladadi Makshinan. Now we connect the different ways of Havaya of marriage, and therefore Ma Havaya the Kesev Lo Binyan Lishma. Therefore, just like we say that money doesn't require to be Lishma, so Af Havaya the Shtar Lo Binyan Lishma. So to buy Shtar, you also don't require it to be Lishma. So Basar the Baya Hadar Pashta, after he asked the Shaila, so Rishimon? Yeah, Rishimon. Rishlokish answered it. So he said the following. So havayah letzia makshinah that makrav yatzav haitza. Right, we do base it on gerushin, therefore it does have to be lishma. It markasu lishma v'shalom midaita. What happened if you write the kiddushin, the shtar for lishma, but shalom midaita, right, without her knowing? Right, so she says he didn't ask her beforehand. Right, it's always interesting that usually Jewish marriage and non-Jewish marriage is very different in engagement anyway, because you have all these stories about non-Jews getting engaged right at a ballpark, right, and you have these horror stories where she says no and right everybody's embarrassed or whatever, but usually the marriage is discussed in Jewish marriage, usually the engagement is discussed many, many times over, and it's not a suffix whether she's going to say yes or not. But over here, right, the case is he wrote up the star, he didn't ask if she was interested. Right, so it was shalom midaita. She didn't, she didn't know, right, necessarily. But it was written lishma, but it was for her. Again, Rashi already points out that this is a bogeres, right, without her father's rishus. But it would happen; it would be true as well if it was a ketana, and it's the father does not know what's going on. So it's lishma, but shalom midaita. So Rav Ravina amru mikudeshes. They say that it's mikudeshes, and Rav Pover of Sharvia Omer Amri. So machlokes, right, and Amorayim, right, whether that works or not. What's the deal? So Rav Papa says, Ema Taima Didu of Ema Taima Did. He says, I'll give you their logic and I'll give you my logic. Ema Taima Didu, their logic that says that it's Mekudeshes. Yeah. Dictive, as the Pasuk says, V'yasa V'haisa, right? Makish Havayali Yitzhiyah, right? We use that drasha to connect divorce and marriage. Ma Yitzhiyah L'shma V'shalom Midaita. Just like by divorce, the shtar has to be L'shma, it has to be for her. Right, the get has to be for her, and Shlomi Daita can happen even against her will, even though it's not nice, it's also, but it can happen against her will. Afa Vayanami Lishma Vishlomi Daita. So too marriage can be, you know, the star can be written up for her and without her knowledge. But my logic is, our logic is that it doesn't work, is if you have Haisa, Makis Havayali Yitzhiyah, that we connect marriage to Gerishin in a different way. My Yitzhiyah Be'inan Das Makne, just by divorce, you require the das of the machna, the one who's giving over the rishus, right? The husband in that scenario is giving over, right? His wife, he's giving his wife out of his rishus. So havaya, just by so to marriage being a das machna, you also require the das of the machna, the person who's giving, right, themselves over, which is the woman, right? She's doing the machna, she's giving it over, she's giving herself over to the husband, so she would also, it requires das, right? And she has to know about it. Basically, I'll see your kasha, hold on 1 second. This is a kasha on Rava and Ravino say that it works. In kosin shtar erusin and nisuin al midas shnehem, you can only write a shtar for kiddushin erusin, right, and nisuin, but kiddushin with their das, with both party, right, the wife and the husband, the potential wife and husband, right, they have to know what's going on. My love shtar erusin and nisuin mamish, aren't we talking about clearly, right, the shtar that we're talking about right now? Quinn says no, that's a different case. Lo shtar psikta, that's talking about shtar psikta. That's the tanoim. That's the how much money are you giving for the dowry? How much money are you giving for this? But what happens if you break the marriage, etc.? That's what we call the tanayim, right? That's a language used found in Rashi. If you look at Rashi, hatanayim, shebeneim, right? Which way the money's going, how much money's going, etc. If you give all the gidol marav, then gidol marav, kama tanosin lebincha, kach v'kach, lebincha, kach v'kach, right? The parents are like, how much are you giving? How much are you giving? You're giving an apartment, you're giving a car, you're giving this money, you're giving that money. I'm doing a kitchen, and then they get up. And they do a kiddushin. So kanu, so those things they were talking about beforehand, right? All the money, etc., are acquired, right? For in either direction. Even though, right, there's no necessarily any kinyan whatsoever. Hein hein advar meniknim ba'amira. These are things that are acquired with just speech, because that's their asukim bo sa'inyan, and it's clear after, by doing the kiddushin afterwards, that they agree to all the terms. But over here, which that's what we're talking about. It's not talking about the shtar erisin yisuin. It's talking about the shtar psikta, the tanaim, and therefore it's no kasha on Rava and Ravina, who say that the shtar that's written shalom midaita is mikudeshes. Okay, we'll go bia, switching gears to bia. Minolan, how do we know that works? So we had the puzzle before of ubala. Right, that kiyakach ishishu ubala. So what about, so we're clearly looking for a different one. We're going to bring that as a kasha in a second. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan says a different pasuk. Amar kara bu'ulas baal, right, that she is a bu'ulas baal. That's talking about a scenario where there's someone's cheating or whatever, right? Pasuk says, ki matzei ish shochev im yisha bu'ulas baal. A person sleeps with a married woman, u'meitzu gam shneihem. Both of them might get put to death. So bu'ulas baal, right, that's the phrase that they use. Right, she has slept with her husband. Apparently, he can become her husband, right, through sleeping with her. Samalei, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Ka'oruzu Sheninu Rebbe. Right, just similar to this, right, in terms of this Shaila, right, Rebbe had taught the following, and Ka'ura is disgusting. Really, what's the meaning? What's the problem? Right, look at Rashi. Did you not like the drasha that Rebbe used? Ubala, right? The might get a puzzle that we quoted a second ago, right? That kikach isha ubala malami shenis mabia. What's the problem with that drasha? Right? Why is that Ka'ura? Why is that disgusting to you? So Rabbi Yochanan answered, then ini hasam, if you learn from over there, halamina ad mekadesh vader boya. You might have thought that you have to do kiddushin and then have bia, and that's the entire process. Of kiddushin. I mean, not that the entire process of marriage afterwards and nisuin, but that would be the process of kiddushin. Kamashmal, and therefore my positive teaches me that no, the bia is the kiddushin. You don't have to do kiddushin and then bia to create kiddushin. Maskele Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, well, he said, well, Rabbi Mamal said, well, if that's true in Cain, if that's true, that Naramarasa, Damarachmana, Vaskila, Hekamishkapazla. 1 second. There's a case of Naramarasa. The Gemara says, or the Pasuk says already, that if a woman who's just had Kiddushin cheats on her husband, she's Chayiv Biskila. She is not always chayav b'skila. Right? Again, that a woman, again, normally a woman who has slept with her husband gets chenek. As Rashi points out over here. So how? But how could you have a skila by Nara Murasa? Can the pasuk says that she's still a basula, right? If she's still a basula, if she's again a Nara Murasa has only had kiddushin, right? So Pasha says if she didn't use bia for kiddushin, right? She's still a basula. She's still a virgin. So in the scenario where she's a virgin, she gets skila. If she's already been married, if she's ready a bula, if she's ready slept with someone, so then she gets chanek. But how in the world does can the Torah have a case, right, of skila? Right, meaning there's no way you might have thought. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says you might have thought without from that pasuk gubala that kiddushin is kiddushin, and then kiddushin is completed. Right, let's say you give her money, for example, and then it's completed through bia. But before that, there is no kiddushin whatsoever. If that's true, how could you ever have a namarasa who has not been with her husband yet? And how could therefore chayav skila like the pasuk says? Right, either kaddish v'adir boil back in the Gemara. If he does kiddush and then he sleeps with her, so if beula she's a beula and she would get chenek. Either aktish v'lo boil, and if he did kiddush but didn't sleep with her, then you're telling me the havamin is that lav klumu, that it would be nothing. So amrur amrur rabbanu kamei d'abaye. No, you that mishkakos lakikam shabala arush shelo kadarka. Right, apparently, yeah, in Ekanami, that you would have a case where he slept with her shelo kadarka in that unnatural way of sleeping with her from behind, which is considered to be a halachic bia, but it's not. It doesn't make her a non-virgin. So my baye problem is baye said baitin. That's not a good example because I can't look completely regular rabbanon ella ba'acher. Right, the machlok is whether sleeping with someone shloka darka makes her a ba'ula, makes her a non-virgin. That's only with someone else. Avol ba'al, but if the husband does it, divrei kolin ba'al shloka darka asa ba'ula. If the husband does it, everybody agrees that she's a legally, right, a ba'ula. She's a halachically a ba'ula. Maihi, what's this machlokas we're talking about? The Tani will in the Rabbisa. Bola Esar Nashim by Daini Basula. If 10 people slept with this with this woman, with this Naramarasa, and she's still a Basula, she's still a virgin, meaning they all slept with her with Bia Shalakadarka. So Kulum Baskila, they all get skila because again, sleeping with a Naramarasa who's a Basula gets skila. Rabbi says, Omer Adi, no, I say that Arisha Baskila, only the first guy. Because when the first guy sleeps with her, he makes her into Bula, and Rukula and the rest of them get chenek because they're sleeping with a married woman who's had bia already. So what in the world? Maybe, so that, again, just back to that, you can't have a case where Nara Marasa had bia shlokadarka because that would make her into Bula, and you still wouldn't have a case where the pasuk says that Nara Marasa gets skila. So Nachum bar Yitzchak Mishkakos Luck Goch Kitcha Bishtar. Right? No, so the case that case where you have a Nara Marasa who was mekadesh without bia. Right, and therefore she can get skila if she cheats on her husband. That's a case where she was a kiddushin with shtar. The whole of a gomer amotzi, gomer amachnis, and shtar this would not require bia to finish the kiddushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because a shtar, since a shtar is able to take a woman fully out of a marriage, he's able to take a woman fully into a marriage. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yochanan, right, again, uses the pasuk of not the Hebrew las baal, and again, Rabbi used the pasuk of ubala. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, hi ubala mayavide. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yochanan use the pasuk of ubala, ki kach isha ubala, because he sleeps with her? What does that teach us, according to Rabbi Yochanan? So humi boile, zooming this bibia, vein ama ivriating this bibia. That teaches me that you can only marry a woman through bia and not acquire an ama ivria, right, a Jewish maidservant through bia. Why would you think that you could do that? Because you might have thought that you should use it, bring a kavachomer from yavama. My yavama she'inikness, because I think it's bibia, just like a yavama is not acquired through kezev, you can acquire her, obviously you have to acquire her through bia. So zush she'inikness bekezev, and if then she'inikness bibia. Well, an ama ivria, who you buy, right, certainly should be able to be acquired through bia. Gemara says, what do you mean? The only reason you can use bia is because Yavama has a prior relationship, right, as we've been learning, with the Yavam. So why in the world, right, would you think that has anything to do with Amma Ivriya, where there's no prior relationship? So the Gemara says, you might have thought to say, right, and the Pasuk says, he could take, if he takes someone else, right, if he takes another wife, meaning that pasuk is by Amma Ivriya, right? That again, that normally that the proper case and scenario for an Amma Ivriya is that she should become an Amma Ivriya and then get married, right, to the master's son. And the Pasuk says that if he marries someone else, meaning that he marries the Ame Ivriya, and he marries someone else, if he marries another woman, right, he has to treat them equally. And so what is that Pasuk teaching me? Hekesha HaKazov LaHacheres. So the Pasuk is apparently comparing the Ama Ivriya to another wife. Ma'acheres mekanya bibia, af Ama Ivriya mekavinya bibia. Right? So you might have thought that just like the other guy is allowed to marry some other woman with bia, so too you can acquire the Ama Ivriya, not marry her, but acquire the Ama Ivriya with bia. So therefore, Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Pasuk has to teach me that that's not true. Rabbi Hai Svara Minale. Okay, so Rabbi, where does he get that from? Right, that you can't buy an Ama Ivriya with bia. Same king, like Lechtov Rachmana Uba. Right. If that was the drasha, the pasuk should have said, "Ubal." What's ubal? My ubal la. What does that mean? By meaning only have bia with her. So shema mina tarti. Right? Apparently, that a that you can sleep with a woman to marry her, and b you can only marry. Right, ba'al la. You sleeps with her and not anybody else. Ularava, and according to Rava, damar ba hanya barahina asverli. Right, again, who said that? Rava said that he learned from Barahina, Kikach ish isha ubala kedushin amasur lebiya havu kedushin and kedushin she'imasur lebiya lo havu kedushin ma'ikel amemar. According to Rava, who uses this pasuk to teach me that you can that only a marriage that is able to lead to bia is legit, as opposed to a marriage that is not able to lead to bia. Let's say there's some sort of iser, right? Or if a woman is nida temporarily, that's a whole discussion. The Rishonim, what happens if a kupas nida? Okay, but according to Rabbi, who says that pasuk teaches me that you need to be able to have bia, subsequent bia from the marriage, and if not, it's not a good kedushin. So what is ma'ikel amemar? What are you going to say? What does Rebbe learn from that? Because Rebbe lechora would agree to that shita. So I'm in Cain. So he said in Cain, nechtov kura o ba'ala. But if that was true, that we didn't want to learn that it's only marriage to a woman, the pasuk could have said, oh, he sleeps with her, right? Kikach ish isha, oh, bala, right? My ubala, what does it mean when he says, when the pasuk says, he marries a woman and he sleeps with her? So, shma minakulu, but he can use the vav, right, to teach me all three, right, of those drushes from the pasuk. Okay, fine, we're going to go back there and going back and forth with these drushes tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.